From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Unmarked Grave by Loretta Jackson and Vicki Britton, Book 2 in the Artist Cole Mystery Series. Now let's begin with Unmarked Grave, Chapter 1. "This is the place where I found the skull," Bruce McBriar said, pointing toward the narrow but deep river that wound through the valley toward the Firth of Tay. "It either washed ashore or was simply uncovered by the recent rains." Artist Cole, who had arrived in Scotland only this afternoon, suffered from an unusual lethargy, which she attributed to the long hours in flight from Chicago to Edinburgh. She lagged behind, stopping beside the suspension bridge that separated the main road from the grounds of Fenwell Castle. Bruce, stocky figure with rumpled jacket and equally rumpled gray-blonde hair, moved eagerly ahead with surprising swiftness for his girth and years. "I'm convinced," Bruce said, hair blowing in the wind as he turned back to face her, "that I have found the remains of our long-missing ancestor, Sir William, who would have been the fourth Lord of Fenwell. I'm certain the ancient piece of metal found embedded in the skull can be dated back to the 1500s. Bruce's look of enthusiasm mingled with a smug satisfaction. "I always knew that he had returned to this castle after the Battle of Flodden." "Think of all the wars since then," Artis said. "What makes you so certain that the skull you found is his?" An excited light glowed.